The first question is about a universal mind and collective thoughts.
The question is this: you say the universal mind is pure and different than the collective thoughts. You also say that universal mind was very pure, then the personal mind merged into the universal mind. Would you please elaborate on this a little more? Is this something that I have to contemplate on, or is it like chicken and egg?
No, it's not like a chicken and egg. The consciousness is pure. It always is pure. But the activity, the movement appeared as thoughts because of the duality, the nature of the duality. And when I say collective, because the whole creation, there is so many individual mind that make that collective mind. But the base of the collective mind is pure consciousness. And is it beneficial to you? Not really. Is an information that might clear the nature of the mind, but beyond that is just an information.
Is that like the part that says the personal mind merged into the universal mind, and what made it come away from it? It again, like the story, whose fault is it? It's just what lost.
Yeah, the individual mind is a part of the collective mind, and the base of it is consciousness. It's the pure consciousness.
Later on in the audio, Nasreen says hi and thanks Sat for her presence. She explains that this question about the universal mind was hers, and she would like to ask a follow-up question. She says,
I always thought that part of my beliefs are from what I learned from the childhood, what my parents teach me or society teaches me. And then another part of my beliefs come from universe mind. But this code actually kind of took me deeper, that you say universal mind is actually pure. So do you mean that universal mind is just a white canvas, and then the collective thoughts are what I'm getting, what my beliefs are beyond what I learned from my parents or society or in this body? I don't know if I'm clear or not.
Yes, you are clear. Universal mind and consciousness are the same. Collective mind is the movement that happens in the universal mind, just the same as your dream happens in your mind. That's the explanation of it. Universal mind. Okay, so if I had to put it in words, symbolically, let's look at it symbolically, because it's really hard to put it in words. And the words really do not make it any clearer. But say you sleep. The night dream is a individual mind. The daydream is a collective mind that comes from the universal mind, the mind of divinity. Now, if that makes it any clearer, that's fantastic. If it doesn't, I don't know any better explanation. And I think if you take it to silence, it will open up for you, because this type of talk is only theories. I want it to be experienced by you when we put it to words. And to be honest with you, I don't want you to believe anything that you hear. I want you to experience it, because the belief one day can be there and the next day can be shaken. But if you understand it deeply and realize it through your own understanding and openness, then that way we have a better story to have a conversation.
Thank you, Sajun. I need to take it into my silence. Thank you very much.
Yes.